Two lines from the bottom. The Bishuman Kacha Aime Kalalayma Taya Vaina Chaisala. If you learn Taya and you don't chaza, Daimala Adam Shazareya Vaina Kaitza. It's like you're planting and you're not cutting it. So you have trees growing, you have everything growing, and you're not cutting it. So what do you have from the whole?
It's still pretty.
Not when it looks like that. No, but it doesn't look, you know, maybe trees, he's right, but you have grass growing tall.
Weeds.
With weeds and all that. Yeah, chas v'shalom, we're not telling you not to, you know, many people are like, hey, shen,
you got to put a fence around the plants. You got to put a fence around the plants.
I'll be sure I'm a much more.
It's interesting. It's
interesting.
What? Yeah, like, in a kaitzer, like,
it means you don't get your food. You don't get your.
It's pretty good. That means you have it.
No, it means that you don't get benefit of it.
No, it means it doesn't.
Kaitzer means you're cutting, you're taking.
You're harvesting.
You're taking it.
It
off. Right. You're taking it away, let's say you could have it.
No, the point is you have nothing to show. When you learn and you don't chaz, you have nothing to. You have nothing in the bag.
Right.
Just like when you plant and you don't get. You have nothing to take.
It's like having the food without eating. That's what it's saying.
Right. Yeshua, amen. It's like having money without being able to spend it.
I locked in a bank account.
Well, they're stingy people. They're bad. They just can't. They die with the money. Yeshua, amen. So now he's a little different, but a little bit the same. You learn Torah and you forget it. It's similar to a woman that has a child and buries the child. Yeah. So we'll have to speak about it one day. What does it mean, umeshakcha?
Didn't chaza.
Not so pashut. It could be. That's pashut.
Isn't that what we just said then?
Right. Oh, so this is much worse. It means here, it's like you buried it. It's not just that you didn't have enough, I mean, you buried it. And you had the pain of having labor.
Right. And then you don't have anything to show.
Right. So it means you had the pain. Now we know learning Torah is a mitzvah for itself. Okay, we'll get to it. It's not. A lot of things on this mashakra. What does it mean, mashakra? Many people, they learn the chaz, and they forget. There's a limit how many times, I mean, remember.
So what's he saying here? He's saying that if you learn and then you forget it. So you got to keep learning?
Is keep on chazing.
Keep going over
keep
and over.
Keep on chazing, yeah. Right, chadad and beficha. Yeah, chadad and beficha. Yeah. Yeah. Zema b'chol yoyim, zema b'chol yoyim. Which means, if you are Mesadi Yalimud and then you sing it again, so that's going to be Zaycheh, it's going to sing for you in Olam Haba. Whatever these Asagas mean, if you sing it in this world, which means it becomes part of your, same way you all start in the middle of no place to start singing, right? It means it's part of you. So too, it's going to come part of you in Olam Haba. Amar Yitzchak Vavdumi Maikro, where's the Pasuk to this? Shanema Nefesh Amal Amlavoy. A Nefesh that's Amal. The Amal and Taya is Mamash Negei, our parasha this week. Chesed Telech, Shtei Melim B'Taya. Nefesh Amal, Amla Bay. If you Amal and the Taya is going to be Amal to you, the Taya is going to pay you back. Ki Ochav, Olav Piyu, because you put these words in your mouth, Hu Amal B'Mokah Imze, V'Tayyasa Melas Lev Mokah Macha, Yo, Amal, you toil in this world, and the Taya is going to and toil for you in the next world, it's going to help you out in the next world. It's going to come, and either my book comes back to you. The person's created not to rest on the couch, to work. The person's created, that's what he's created for, to toil. Is your mouth supposed to work, or maybe you're supposed to work? Literally work. Nivra.
What does Amo Rufi mean? Learning?
We'll see. Maybe chewing a lot. Moving your mouth.
Well, right? Why would I think so?
Why would you think Amo Pe?
No, why not Amo Yidayim? I mean,
that's the other option.
Why not Raglayim? I don't know. What is?
No, we're going to get there in a minute. It's not so fashion, by the way. We'll see in a minute. We'll see. So again, so the Gemara is saying, I don't know what it means to toil. Does it mean your mouth? What does it mean to work, literally? So it means that, like often, like it means it has to be your mouth is the thing that's working. So now, v'adayin any day, l'amal tayim, l'amal sicha. Maybe to talk. How do you know it's learning? Maybe talking. Maybe eating. Shoyim l'yamer sefer tayez emipicha. Don't let this leave your mouth. Havayim l'amal tayim nivra. So we see that l'amal tayim. What would be the tzad in the world?
No, what
the
else
someone
is to happen?
Created a person to talk?
Only
what's the happening? What's going on?
The only thing that a human can do that animal.
Oh, that's one shot. That a human's better than an animal by talking. So therefore, who says it has to mean Torah? Talk. That's it. Maybe that's why Hashem created you to. So that means to talk to show that you're better than an animal. Interesting shot. But the some achanim said that shot. Yeah. What did he say?
This is just the Gemara. Whoever wrote the Sabbath Gemara, that's what they're asking the whole pet. They used the word whole pet, right?
So, but some Achayim want to say that Avada doesn't mean stam plopping. It means even talking about mitzvahs. Or when it said malacha before, it didn't mean just stam working. It means malacha with mitzvahs. Kamash malah know that Torah is the epitome of what a person's supposed to get to. Amelis and Torah is what a person's supposed to be doing.
Which means even amongst mitzvahs. You have mitzvahs to build mitzvahs. A sukkah to learn Torah, then you should be learning
right.
Torah first.
Right, okay. Sukkah's so, right. Not whatever it is, right. Or doing mitzvahs, yeah. Torah, Mais, and Torah. Torah is first. Torah is greater.
Well, so what does it mean when it says that it shouldn't leave your mouth? It shouldn't leave your mouth. It means you just sit there and study?
A whole day.
All day. Okay.
Now, obviously, when you're working, right? While you're working, you're not even daven. No,
but not to leave your mouth, meaning simply just learn. In other words, you gotta do.
Well, v'yisa why don't you make another bracha every time you learn? You stop learning now. Fine, finished. 12 o'clock in the afternoon, work.
Right,
12 o'clock in the afternoon, I'm starting to learn again. I should make another bracha.
Wasn't it for because Torah uses it's constant learning all day?
It's always on. It's always on your mind.
Right.
Is it?
Oh,
no.
Most of
no, but it's supposed to be.
It's supposed to be. Yeah. Supposed to be always. You never mafsik, even though you are doing other things, but. It's always in the back of your mind that you're going to sit and learn.
Anyway, if you're constantly thinking about Torah, even while you're working, you could be thinking about Torah.
I understand, but that's
not the job requires thinking.
I hope that I do. It holds you in the...
Banging the nails in the wrong place.
Not thinking, just
the
natural.
Built a bird box. It's supposed to be your house.
It's
wrong dimensions.
We're not showing you kashuans.
Right, I used to be, but it was physical labor. Yeah.
What's the pshat of the pasuk Adam Lama Yulod? What is
the person was created to work?
Meaning, he's telling you the function of a person in this world.
Yeah.
So, what would I think? What would be the tielus of a person talking for no purpose, just sitting and talking?
Sitting and talking.
What would be the purpose of that? Hashem didn't create us to sit and do nothing.
It's called mashuk leitzim.
No.
So why would I say that Hashem created me for that purpose?
Because Hashem like. Why did Hashem create an animal? I don't know. To
we know that everything contributes to the world positively. So a human being is his.
Right. No. You're saying
talking,
it's, if you say the pshat,
it has
that's
to
for
be
mitzvahs.
Torah. What else?
No. If you say it's for mitzvahs, then right. It's good. No. If you say that. It's
no.
Not
even
okay,
the half a minute of the Gemara. What was the question?
The half a minute Gemara maybe it was for mitzvahs. Gemara Shmuel, no. That
what's
really.
Mitzvahs.
Talking about the mitzvah.
That's the biggest yet to horror. You could talk all day about learning and never learn a word.
But you talk mitzvahs anyway. When you talk mitzvahs, you could be doing mitzvahs verbally.
No.
You could.
Yeah, you could do some mitzvahs verbally. And
you
also talking
pray.
About the mitzvah.
You gotta pray.
Doing things that aren't mitzvahs itself. What?
You pray, you help people by talking, you do other things.
Still tired as the spitz. Yeah.
But that, I'm just saying that's
what I'll be asking you, if you don't learn like that, like what's going on over here? So we said, he said a pshat. Some achanim say, the Pshat says, the Baruch Hashem made you greater than animal. What are you greater than animal? Talking, that's it. So talk. Talk all day.
There's a problem that they prove a lot of animals do talk to each other.
I don't know.
But they communicate, they don't talk. No, so meaning we only know this because we know we have the Torah, right? Without the Torah, we would just say talking is a special thing.
Right, yeah, talking is special. So you're better than animal. That's
it's,
it.
Your, it's your thing, above an animal.
Right. V'anadal Marava, kulu gufi deruftiki, ninu. The body is made to work. And it's good to those people, ashrav, it's good life to the people that work in it and toil in it and tire. So everyone's working, Gayim are working, Yidden are working, everyone's working. Ashrav is the person that works and toils in tire. Zakta Pasik Vaitiv, Nayef Isha Chasa Leit, Amesh Lakish, Nayef is someone that's Mazana. Amesh Lakish, Alayim Tayel Leprakim. Someone that's not married and he's mizana. Sometimes he's bail with this one, sometimes he's bail with that one. So cell two is someone that learns Torah times, sometimes yes, sometimes not. He's not kevei iter. Means he doesn't have a set time every day to learn. Some days like this, some days he misses, some days he doesn't. Then shenema kinoim ki tishmei mevitnech yechinu yachtav al svasecha. So he's telling you, see, it's similar to a person that's just being mezana with people. You have to be kaveya the time to learn like this, then you're not similar to this night.
The Torah speaks Balashanaki across the board. We didn't say bad, right? Yeah. Tumor, right? We didn't say, and here the Torah compares learning Torah. What?
If it's a pasuk in Mishli.
Right, but why would
and we're just.
This is a marshal we're using that it's like being mezana with somebody?
It's not really mezana, we're just trying to use the musig of.
The first is unstable. He's like all over the place.
He's not kaveitim, that's why it's so important to be kaveitim. You have to have a omer a day, right? Keep stuck that way.
Because
you got to understand that you'd be kaveitim as nus. Oh, yeah. In that sense, yeah. That's a good thing, huh? Yeah. No, znus is lahed, you're not kaveh.
Yeah.
Znus is kaveh, then
that's not interested anymore, right? Right? Gnuva mayim in Tokyo. It's a schmack to have a stolen one. You don't do that.
Then you're not committed.
That's what I'm saying.
It's just easy to say it this way.
A person that does the biyad rama is a Menashe ben Chizkiya. What does Menashe ben Chizkiya do? Shayyashiv Adayash, he would dash in public, Bagadah Shal Daifi. He would embarrass the Adibri Agadahs. What did he do? Amah. He said the extra psukim, why did Meshach Ben have to write, Elav Achais Laitan Timna? The sister of Laitan was Timna. What do you have to write that for? It's extra. Who cares about it?
Why is he ready after his death?
What do you mean? I guess he didn't mean piatzma for the fact that, Good question. And another pasuk. The Timna is a pilegesh la alifaz. Timna was a pilegesh to alifaz. What's he writing this for? Who cares? Another thing. Why did he write v'yelech ruvim make tzichitim? You know the story that he went out to get didam v'yim to didam besada, and he brought these didam. We'll see what it means in a minute. What didam is to his mother. Who cares about it? What are we saying Baba Mai is for? So Yotza Baska.
That was part of the story.
Who needs that? Yeah, okay, so we'll see. Yeah, okay, fine. So Yotza Baska, so this is what he would do. He would embarrass, he would make funny things, he would try to bring out the bad ki'ilu of the title. So Yotza Baska v'omilai. Baska went out and said, Teshe v'achicha, tedabe b'beni mecha. You're talking about, it's your brother, what does that mean? It's like your uncle. Why? Because Menashe ben Chizkiya was the son of who? Was the enekel of who? David HaMelech.
We said that
yesterday. Yehuda comes from Yehuda. And now, you're making fun of Reuven. So like you're trying to make fun. Tite and Daifi Eila Masisi. Ve'achrashti demisi hayayis eya kamaycha. This is all the pasuk. Ve'achichacha. Yeah, ve'elcha le'inecha. Ve'olav mefurish be'kabbalah. That means, we're telling you that don't think that I'm quiet. I'm masking to you. We'll explain it. Ve'olav mefurish be'kabbalah. Hoi meishche oven b'chavle hashav u'ka'ovay sa'agola chata. This is a meishche oven. This continues to bad. B'chavle hashav u'ka'ovay sa'agola chata. Now let's explain. Ma'i ka'ovay sa'agola. Omer Abasi. Yeitze hoya b'tchila daima l'chud shal kovya. In the beginning, the Yetzer Hara is similar to a string in a spider web. And then it comes like into a thick string of a wagon. Right? So the Yetzer Hara starts off, you could beat it right away, you could win over it right away. It's a spider web, it's nothing to it. But then the stronger, the more you give into it, it gets stronger and stronger, and then it's compared to a wagon, to a thick string, and you wouldn't be able to win over it. So once you get used to it, so that's what we were telling Menashe ben Chizkiya. Once you get used to the Yetzer Hara, then it's going to become so thick. It becomes so thick. So now, Zakti Maris Lamaisa. He said, "Good, Lamaisa. What do you need this Achais Leitn Timna? The Asan Allah Mias." Lamaisa, he said, "Good, Achais Leitn Timna Mai. What is this pasuk telling you? The sister of Leitn was Timna. Who cares?" The Gemara Timna Bas Malachim Abba. We're coming to teach you something. Timna was a daughter of kings. Tichsev aluf loitan, aluf Timna. And what does aluf mean? L'chal aluf, malchusa, it's a kingdom, but loitaga without the crown. That means it's like the second to the king. Boy li guye, she wanted to be Megaya, she wanted to become a Jew. Ba say to Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov, she came to Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov. But like a blue, they didn't take her on. Halcha, v'haysa pilegesh, la'alifas ben Esav, so she became a pilegesh. What's a pilegesh? What's the, I don't know the English word, what?
Concubine.
Okay, whatever, I'll spell that, okay, fine. Yeah. La'alifas ben Esav to la'alifas ben Esav. Amra, why'd she do that? She said, mutav tehei shivcha la'uma zu, I would rather become a shivcha, a maiden to this nation, v'loite gvir la'uma acheres, and over here, I come from a bas malachim. I come from a high standard. But still, I'm coming from not the right nation. I'd rather come to become a ummah. You would rather be a tail to a lion than a head to a fox.
Why would they let him die?
They felt that...
First of all, she didn't actually come to Avraham because she was...
Yeah, she didn't come. So she came to the children of Avraham Yitzhak. They felt that she wasn't enough Yerei Shemayim. They felt that it wasn't, you know, gay. You don't just...
What exactly did they teach her?
Well, you mean which Torah are we going to teach her? How are they going to become gay? So Avraham made gay, and what was he doing there? He felt that, I mean, obviously they felt it.
Where did Avraham's gay
go? Oh yeah, that's what they say, because they didn't have Torah. Yeah, but Akapanim, they felt that she wasn't an official man.
But was wrong, they were wrong.
Oh, we'll see. The Nafak Mina Amalek, the Tzarin Eli Yisrael, who came out of her? Amalek, that was Mitzari Klai Yisrael. My time, what's the reason? The Lo Yibayu Lehu L'Rachka. Because they didn't want to be Makarifa, so therefore look what came out of her. Look what came out of her, that she was meant so well. You see that she meant so well. She said she gave up a whole kingdom just to become part of the Klal Yisrael's nation. She went to Esav, but it wasn't exactly, yeah. Look at my baita. Vayelech Reuven b'meik tzichitim. What is this? Amar Rav Yitzchak, Amar Rav Yitzchak, Amar Rav Mikan l'tzadikim, she'en peishtin yudeyem b'gezel. What does that mean? Because you see Reuven, that means we learn out something from this. Reuven went after everyone already picked from the land, after they cut everything, then it's Hefka. He didn't just take flowers on the side of the road. After everyone took already, so it was Hefka, that's why he was able to bring it to his mother. What is this Dudam? My Dudam.
It's a big
madriga,
they
didn't
steal.
Yeah. No, it wasn't just not stealing, it was more that, you know, but everyone, it's Hefka really ready beforehand. My Dudaim, Amar Av Yavruchi. What is that? Rashi says he doesn't know what that means. Levi Amar Sigli. What's Sigli? Rabbi Yonasan Amar Saviski. So these are types of grass.
Flowers.
Right. Ikri Asavim. Mine Besamim.
Spices.
Yeah.
No, the smell.
Vimoy Shalaisim Asavim. Yeah, okay. Sigli Besavki. They have an English translation of this? They don't? They write Sigli?
Yeah. It's red type of spice.
Jasmine or
something. Yeah. You know what jasmine is?
A flower.
Yeah.
It's a shrine to lady's name.
So it's interesting that this was left. I mean, this is obviously very attractive, these flowers. Right? It came to his mother, and then what happened? And Rachel wanted it. I mean, you see that it was and that was left in the field, open after everyone took it.
Isn't that part of the stem? Isn't that enough? Because Rachel wanted it?
Yeah, but we don't have to say when. What happened? That would come to teach an impression then.
Anyway, the type of the Javruchi, according to us, are mandrakes.
Okay, and, we don't know what that means anyway. So, so you say jasmine or mandrakes?
Okay, yeah. Sigling is a violet.
Okay, violet. I'm Alexander. Prove him wrong.
Wasn't the smell of something of it made somebody Mubaris now, isn't it?
That's really high chazach. It doesn't say that in Rashi. Yeah, she became the best.
Right,
yeah,
that was
the whole thing.
Went
that was that he was on a drink,
but
they didn't steal.
Steals. That's what Shimon's bothered. Like, a big deal. So it seems like it's not stam stealing. They didn't even come to that. You know, like everyone took, even Bishas Ma'aser. He went after everyone. There shouldn't be any chashash. Stay away the furthest you can. Come here, Luxani. Kala Isaac b'Tayel Lishma. Yeah. Right. You bring Shalom and Pamaya Shamala up on top, and Shemayim Pamaya Shamata, and in this world. Shenema oye chazek b'meuzi, yasa shalom li, shalom yasa li. So you see, you say that it says twice shalom. Yichazek b'meuzi means learn to tell you. Meuzi means tell you, what? Over here we understand, what's over there, lamayla? Shalom, what does shalom mean?
Of course, they passed on the halacha, and now they can't fight anymore about what the right shot is, what the right halacha is. So that's shalom.
No. What does shalom mean? What does peace mean? Peace. What does peace really mean?
It means like bliss, like
whole, complete.
Right, there's completeness. It's not just like you think. Right, I don't know shalom. It doesn't just mean not fighting. It means shleimus.
No, the Malachi Shor is also not fighting. Why did Hashem, he says, why did Hashem give the Torah to the Eden? If the Kalsman are doing mitzvahs,
yeah,
so,
yeah,
Shalom is.
Yeah, okay, but I think it's in Pamaya Shemal itself. It's the Shleimus, this Ganzkeit. This.
So you're saying when you have Shalom, yeah, then things are complete?
Right, it's not just not fighting, it's completeness. It's more than just not. Yavama. People don't fight, doesn't mean that the Shalom.
It means in sync.
What does that mean?
It means you're
complete with yourself. You're happy with yourself.
Together in the same
direction. Right. Right. It's not just not fighting. Right. Like you agree to disagree. No, that's not what shalom means.
Not talking.
That's also not necessarily.
Right. Agree to disagree is not shalom. It's a good thing to do. Rav Amar ki lebana palter and shalmalo. It's like you build buildings, you build palaces. Lamayla lamata. Shenema va'asim divrei picha. If you put the words in your mouth, v'atzel yodik esesichal and toya shemayim. The plan shemayim al yaseh do'et. Abeichano ma'af megin al kol ha'olam kula. You're protecting the whole world. Shenema v'atzel yodik esesichal. The passage we just said. U'betzel yodik esesichal. You're covering the world. This is all by va'asim divrei picha. They're putting toya in your mouth. V'levi yama. Because the end of the pasuk says, then the pasuk it says, you're putting the tongue in your mouth, you're going to bring tzion. Imi ata.
Ami.
Ami ata, right. You're going to bring them to tzion. Omer shlokish kalam laman is ben kaveh etaya. You teach your child, the son of your child's tayyah, my little vakasuk gila asa. Like you made it, shenem vasenefesh is asu b'char. And the fashion that he made on char. Yabaleza, the guy puts him in balaza. Like you made them, you made divrei Torah. You made them for yourself. If you get your friend to do it by mitzvah, my lot of akasav kilo asa, it's like you did it yourself. We say that the stick that you hit the pond with, the river, we know that Aaron, but like Aaron he called, Aaron hit it. Now, Lay Malach Kalamas says, Chabeil Dva Mitzvah, Moshe Rabbeinu told Aaron to do it, it's like Moshe Rabbeinu did it. So when you help someone do a mitzvah, you convince someone, you get someone to do good, and it's like you did it yourself. What's Apikaris?
Doesn't just mean you make a Talmid Chacham feel bad. You're putting him down for his learning. You're showing no respect, right?
Right, yeah. You embarrass your friend in front of a Talmud Chacham. Not that you embarrass the Talmud Chacham. You put down your friend in front of a Talmud Chacham. So let's see. What do you mean? What do you mean? Yeah, we're going to see. The Mabishlam and the Madam Mavazit. Chaveh b'fnei Talmud Chacham, you embarrass your friend Apikaris. Have a mevazet Talmud Chacham atzma, but if you embarrass the Talmud Chacham himself, megal upon him b'tayish like halacha, then you're being megal upon him b'tayish like halacha because you're being mevazet Talmud Chacham, which is tayir itself. So then it's not just apikaris. Then you're being megal. We have two things: we have apikaris and megal upon him. So what's megal upon him? That you're being meis upon him, yichutz b'dik in front of the for the tayir itself. So that's being mevazet Talmud Chacham. Ella madam vaza tamut chacham atzma apikayis. Have a, if you can tell me about embarrassing your tamut chacham, you can sit apikayis. So megalapanim tayo ki goy mai. What does it mean megalapanim? That should be the spitz megalapanim. Again, megalapanim means that you have azas to the Torah itself.
It's worse than apikayis.
It's a different thing. I'm saying it's not worse or better. We have two things in the Mishnah. We have megalapanim and we have apikayis. So if you're embarrassing the tamut chacham itself, that's included in megalapanim. What do you need apikayis for that? So if you say apikayis is someone that embarrasses his friend of the Talmud Chacham, that's apikayis, okay. But if you invite the Talmud Chacham itself, that's called apikayis. What's going to be megalapanim? So the more came in Asher ben Chizkiah. We said earlier that he was Dayash HaGadis. He like questioned what Moshe Rabbeinu did. Why did you say this in the Torah? And then apikayis is you're doing the Talmud Chacham, you're not doing the Torah itself.
He basically said, The Torah is nothing but shtus.
Right.
I'll bring a raya from these psukim.
Right. See shtus. Right. Vikidimasi la'asefer. Some say the same. Megalapanim b'Torah. Not a pikaris. Megalapanim b'Torah. What is that? Rabbi Chanina. Ami zeh mevazeh tamut chacham. That's the embarrassing tamut chacham. Rabbi Chanina. Mishum alevi yom zeh mevazeh chavei evnei tamut chacham. Megalapanim b'Torah is embarrassing your friend of a tamut chacham. Now what's so bad about embarrassing your friend of a tamut chacham?
Because you're doing the big Avera, and you're saying the Talmud Chacham doesn't count, I could do Averas in front of him.
It means like this. It means normally, you go in front of Chaim Knievsky, you have automatically Emes HaKavod. There's no such thing. If you don't, then you're missing something. You go in front of someone that's really big, you have natural respect. Right? If you don't have that, it means you have no Cheshivas to the Torah. And his Torah didn't make him any what better. Torah changes a person. If you don't feel that someone else is better, greater because of it, because you have no respect to the Torah itself. If you could just do whatever you do in front of a Talmud Chacham, you do in front of your wife, or anyone, your friend, that means you have real no respect in front of the Talmud Chacham, right? So therefore, if you could do that, that means the Torah is not worth anything. So that's why you can consider it the gala upon of a Torah. That means Torah has absolutely no chashivas to you. So we say, since the machlaik is if, when what's megalapanim b'Torah? It doesn't mean that you mevazeh tamut chacham itself, you embarrass tamut chacham, or you embarrass a person in front of a tamut chacham. As my bishlam, the man that mevazeh tamut chacham atzma megalapanim b'Torah, you embarrass the person itself. That's called megalapanim b'Torah. Mevazeh chavei v'nei tamut chacham apikayis. So what's apikayis? You embarrass your friend in front of a tamut chacham. Alamanda mevazeh chavei v'nei tamut chacham megalapanim b'Torah, embarrassing your friend in front of a Talmud Chacham is megalapanim b'Torah. So apikayis kigoy man, what's apikayis? Rav Yosef kigoy hani da ami ma'ya hani lo nirbanim. People that say, what do we need rabbanim for? They don't know what's going on in the world. They're not holding up the world. It's the soldiers that are holding up the world. What do you need the people learning for? No, it's not about a surely, we just need what is it? We just need to differentiate what is it. So now we found something. People are going to say, Ma'al Rabbanu, let's do Kari.
What is he holding for? What
does he hold? He has to call it someone, either call it Apikayas or call it something. We're trying to just call it something. What is it called? Not that it's Mutter. See, he says, Ma'al Rabbanu, what are the rabbis helping us? The Dudukai, they're learning for themselves. The Dudutani, the Kari, they're saying for themselves. The Dudutani, they're learning for themselves. And Lida, this creeps into many of us. You see a guy learning when he's 40 years old. Now, sometimes the guy's not learning, he's sitting drinking coffee in the coffee room. But if you see a guy learning, you say, hey, what's he doing? He's holding up the world. That's what he's doing. He's going connected. He's embarrassing. He's a kaif in the Torah. Why? If you don't sit and learn a whole day, then the world's not going to stand. It means the people that are sitting and learning are literally holding up the world. Here we also learn that
meaning it can't be up a curse.
Right. You're much worse than apikayis. Me'achanamish means that tzaddikim help for others. So tzaddikim, people sitting and learning in the corner, without any shtel, without anything, they are literally holding up the world. It's hard to do that, and sometimes you have questions, but you have to realize that that's literally what's holding up the world. Lie, lie, the night shtel, they don't chap that, and that's why the government fell, right? Right, it fell, right?
Yep.
Because these guys, they're megalopon and teresh, like halacha. They don't realize that yeshivla are the ones that are holding up the whole night shtel. Without yeshivla, I won't be able to stand. Well, get a message.